Aircheckdownloads.com. Go. Downloading music now. 97.4. Rock FM.
Run DMC and Aerosmith, both with piles of gold. Wealthy but uncomfortable. Probably why they walk this way. I shouldn't wonder. Rock FM retro play banging like that. If you do like it very much like this, make sure you check out Brian Moore tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 12. Rock FM retro play. 3 hours of big fat tunes like this. Absolutely great essential listening on your Sunday morning. Make it part of your weekend. A new index for classifying air quality has been launched. This is another meteorological wonder. It's easy for you to say, first thing in the morning. You know how there's a Beaufort scale, that's for the wind, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There's a scale for air pressure.
Yeah.
Now, a new index for classifying air quality has been launched. And quite simply, it's actually based on a scale of 1 to 10. Or 15, actually, if you're standing next to somebody from France. But, you know, there is a new scale now. And what's 10? 15 if you're from France.
Like this, like that. Like this, like that. Like this, like that. Like this, like that.
Big fish, little fish, put it in a box. Big fish, little fish, put it in a box. Tonight, Rock FM's Prince's Wigan is where we'll be. Ibiza phone passing. It's all going off tonight with Ian Roberts and Sally Stone. You can reach out, feel out and touch them. They're going to be on stage with some banging tunes. Very much like that from Ian Van Dahl, actually. Free admission in there before 10 o'clock. Drinks offers all night. Fantastic news. Open till 3 in the morning. Big old party, it would seem. And, of course, Ian Roberts, Sally Stone for the Ibiza phone party at the Princess on Moorgate in Wigan with 97.4 Rock FM. The last one of those we did. Must have been last month now. It was me and Free Jack in the house. Had a great time. This time it's Ian Roberts and Sally Stone having a go on stage there as well. So you're in Wigan tonight. Make sure then you make it in the Princes and War game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be full large, as they say. 9 minutes before nine. Hope you're okay wherever you are in the Northwest. Thank you for making us the Northwest's number one radio station. Blue and all eyes, I've got a flashing phone line here, Bernard, in the background. Shall I,
Yeah, go and get a press.
Shall I just have some fun with him? Here we go, let's give him one-word answers.
Yes.
Yes. Right, just shout out, can you please?
Yes.
Yes. And, hey, you Northerners are weird anyway.
Yes.
Yes. And, right, you can just shout out for us.
Yes.
Go on, say to you as well. Yeah?
Yes.
Yes. Right, you're going to talk properly or what?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, you're going to do a shout for us?
Yes.
Right, it's for my dad, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, Charlie.
Yes.
Christine.
Yes.
Anthony, all the way from Bristol.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yes.
Right, from their son.
Yeah? Cool, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, and that. Hey,
yes.
What's up with you this morning, anyway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And right. You daft bugger.
Yes.
Is that all we're going to get off Red Rose today, is it?
Yes.
And right. I hope you ain't bloody taping this bloody thing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you are as well. You're worse than Glenn, you are.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've given many more words.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Ash. Sometimes everybody likes that song. It's good. 97.4 Rock FM in the news. You might have heard about this this week. Two British police forces are to consider using electric shock stun guns to protect themselves from attacks. Presumably, then, you have to go right into the riot before you can start stunning them. It's not like you can shoot at them from a distance with an electricity jolt, is it?
You can get them from a bit of a distance, but a bit dangerous, I see what you mean.
Flipping big cattle prod. Anyway, imagine what will happen there, right? The policeman goes up to the person who's, like, causing the ruck. He says, I'm arresting you. And the bloke at the other end goes, on what charge? And the policeman says, about 50,000 volts if you're not careful.
The big noise in the Northwest. Feel the noise. 97.4 Rock FM.
I can't see it working myself. Anyway, listen, it's just gone 9 o'clock. Hope you're okay. This is Glenn Hunt on Rock FM with the Saturday Breakfast Show. Thank you. Go.
just banging out the hits. We are 97.4 Rock FM.
Roger Sanchez, another chance on Rock FM. We play the hits with Madonna's music and U2 Elevation. It's 12 after 9 on the way next. He's here, he's readily arrived, he's waiting to get on air as well. The mysterious Dr. Driscoll.
Rock FM.
But for me, this is what I call life.
Every time that song catches me flipping out. Oh, dear. It's this week's priority cut. Anyway, City High, what would you do before it? Oasis, She's Electric. It's 97.4 Rock FM. It's 9:22. I am awake, I assure you. I've been here since 6 o'clock, for goodness sake. Saturday breakfast show on Rock FM. A sleeping street worker in India was rushed to hospital after waking to find a mouse had climbed into his mouth and got lodged in his windpipe.
Oh, my
God. What a grim story. I hope this doesn't put you off your cornflakes, by the way. After the man woke up, the mouse bit him as he struggled to get free. He then bit and killed the mouse, part of which lodged in his throat. He started choking and hospital doctors removed it in a delicate operation. What an awful, awful story. I'm just wondering if it's the sequel to I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly.
AirCheckDownloads.com.